attitude. I wonder if I have the right attitude to do this piece. Actually, I was there. I was there at Skywalker Ranch in 1989, and there was John Cage composing this piece. So we're making a connection over the years and times and dimensions. So I'm adjusting my attitude. And I remember John, he was very excited about this new piece about that he was going to do, and he was going to improvise after so many years of being of the attitude that improvisation was not for him. So it was exciting, it was interesting, it was wonderful to see him perform as an improviser for the first time. He did have his index cards, and he did have his topics, just as I have here before me. I wrote my topics early this morning, and so I've forgotten what they were. And as an improviser, I like not to know what I'm doing, because then I can really improvise. So that's my attitude. Attitude. I wonder if I have the right attitude to do this piece. Exercise. Actually, I was there. I was there at
Exercise.
Skywalker Ranch in 1989.
This is something that we all need.
There was John Cage.
Exercise.
Composing this piece. Especially if we sit all day long making a connection over the years and times
as I do.
And dimensions. So what exercise
can
I do? My attitude.
Well,
I can exercise.
John,
he was very excited
by getting up out of the chair
about that he was going to do
walking around the
and
room.
He was going to improvise.
And stretching.
After so many years of
stretching is
being
so good.
Stretching all
of the attitude
that
improvisation joints.
Was not for him.
All the joints
so
in the hands.
It was exciting.
Fingers.
It was
wrists.
Interesting.
Elbows.
It was wonderful.
Shoulders.
To see him
neck
perform.
As
if
an
I
improviser.
Could wiggle my ears,
for
I
the
would.
First time.
And then my ankles and my toes. He did have his index cards
and
knees.
And he did have his topics,
just as I have here before me.
Pelvis.
I wrote my topics early this morning, and so I've forgotten what they were.
Oh, yeah.
And so you can even exercise
as an improviser
while you're sitting in
I
a
like
chair
not to know what I'm doing.
Performing a piece
because
by John
then
Cage.
I can
really
why not
improvise. So that's my attitude.
Thank you, John.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that feels a lot better. I hope you join me. Okay. So I've been talking. I wonder if I have the right
attitude.
And
to do this
talking
piece.
Is something that I'm
exercise.
Not necessarily
Actually,
very interested
I was
in
there.
Doing.
I was there at
exercise.
In fact, Skywalker Ranch.
I do my
this
best.
This is something that we all need
there to
was
not
John
talk.
Cage. Exercise. Composing this piece.
Especially if we sit all day.
And
what
long,
I do instead is
over the years, and
listen,
times,
I do.
And dimensions.
So,
what exercise
and listening
I'm
can
adjusting
I do?
My attitude
is such a mysterious process.
Well,
and
I
can exercise.
John,
what is
he
it?
Was very
what is listening? By getting up
listening
out of the
piece.
Chair.
About that, he was going to do.
If you're talking,
the room, he was going to improvise.
Are you listening? And stretching.
After so many
am
years,
am I listening?
Stretching is so good.
Stretching,
even though
of the attitude
that
improper I am
not
talking. All the joints
so
in the hands.
It was exciting.
Fingers, as I said, wrists.
Interesting. Elbows.
Talking.
It was wonderful.
Shoulders.
Is
not the thing that I prefer.
Yeah.
Neck.
Perform.
I really prefer
as
if
an
I
improviser.
Can wiggle my ears.
Listen.
And then my ankles. When I talk.
And my toes.
He did have his index cards.
And
it's a little bit difficult
knees
to listen to everything all the time
just
while you're talking.
Here before me.
Pelvis.
I wrote my topics early this morning, and so I forgot what they were.
Oh, yeah.
So you can even exercise
as an improviser
while you're sitting in a chair,
leaving a lot of space in between
a piece by John Cage.
The words
improvise
helps.
So that's my attitude.
Thank you, John. It really helps a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that feels a lot better.
I hope you join me.
So that's my topic about talking. Been
attitude.
Talking birthdays.
I wonder if I have the right attitude
and
to do this.
My
talking
mom,
is something
my
that
mother, loves birthdays.
Very interested
I was
in
there.
Doing,
and she always loved to make birthday
Exercise.
Parties.
Ranch,
I do my best when birthday time
to not talk
time came
Exercise.
Around, and I think that
Especially
one of the most spiritual, what I do instead, teachings that I ever got in my life came at a birthday party. I was about 5 years old,
maybe.
It's such a mysterious process.
My
mother had planned a big birthday party in the park.
What is listening?
And she had my best friend's mother, who was really expert at children's games.
Are you listening? And stretching
after
so many
and
years,
so
stretching is so
Margie's mother was there,
even though
and a number of
my
M children,
talking.
Friends
all the
of mine,
in the hands,
it
was exciting,
as I said, and
interesting elbows.
Talking during that
wonderful
party
shoulders
is not the thing
him.
That I prefer. A
neck,
little girl showed up,
really
and she was kind of a ragamuffin.
Wiggled my ears,
listen, a little bit of torn clothing and a little
and
dirt on her face.
Ankles.
When
I talk,
was a little bit
toes,
astonished at this
index
presence of this
and
little girl,
it's a little bit
and I wasn't being very friendly.
To listen to everything
my mother
all the time.
While my mother came and invited this little girl to the party
I wrote my topics
and took her to have something to eat.
And
so and then the little
so
girl joined the games that my friend's mother
leaving a lot
was
of space
directing,
in
and she had the fantastic time at this party. Helps.
So that's my
and I'll never forget
attitude. Thank
that
you,
lesson.
John.
It really helps a lot.
Oh.
It was a beautiful lesson. Yeah,
that feels a lot better.
Of acceptance. So that's my topic about. So I thank my mother for that and for the birthday party as well. I've been talking.
Birthdays.
I wonder if I have the right attitude.
And favors.
My mom, my mother, loves birthdays. Very interested in doing.
It's
she
wonderful.
Always loved to make birthday parties.
While you're up for me when birthday time, would you please
time came
hand
around.
Me that object over there?
That one of the most, that's one of the most
what I
frequent
favors
that I
ever got in my life
listen, I do,
came at a birthday party. But favors.
I was about,
how is it when
5 years old, maybe,
ask for a favor?
It's such a mysterious process.
My mother had planned
and
a
how is
birthday
it?
Party
what
in
is
the
it?
Park.
What is listening?
When she someone does you
my
a
best
favor,
friend's mother who
and you don't know it,
really,
if
well,
you're until later, in children's games.
Are you listening? And stretching.
After so many years.
Am I?
So I've had
Margie's
many,
mother
many
there,
favors conferred
yeah,
and
a
number upon me.
Sometimes
I really appreciate it.
In the hands
and sometimes
side,
I don't
as I said,
appreciate it.
And interesting. Elbows.
Talking during that party
is not the thing that I
that's
prefer.
Really a difficult.
Little girl showed up
really
when
someone
kind of
does
a
you
ragamuffin
a favor
listen,
and you really didn't want that favor and it wasn't really
and
a favor.
A little dirt on her face.
When
I
was a little bit
astonished
at this
index
presence of this little girl.
It's a little
but
bit
in any case,
very
it's always
listened to
important.
Every mother all the time.
To be thankful.
While
for
my mother came
the favors that
invited
have been
this little girl
conferred.
To the party. Mm-hmm. I wrote my topics
and took her to have something to eat.
And,
so and I feel that I've been
then the
very,
girl
very
joined
lucky.
The
games
that
throughout my life,
leaving a lot
was
of space,
directing
with
and she many different things.
Fantastic time
that people
party.
Have done
helps.
For me.
That's my
and so and I'll
like
never
to
offer my gratitude that
you,
lesson.
Yeah.
My
it
gratitude
really helps a lot.
It was a beautiful
is
lesson.
Really boundless
feels
a lot better.
For the many
acceptance
many
so
beautiful things
topic about.
That have
so
been
I thank
offered
my
to me throughout my life
for that
and for the birthday party as well.
Been attitude. Talking
birthdays.
I wonder if I have the right attitude.
Memories.
And
favors.
My
talking
mom,
something
my
favors.
Loves
birthdays.
Very
what memory?
It's
she
wonderful.
To make what memory is going to
while you're up
appear in this improvisation?
Would you please
time came
hand
around.
Me that
what object over there? Has been
one
important.
Most,
that's one of the most
my
life.
What I
frequent favors that
I
ever got in my life
listen, I do,
came at a birthday party.
What do I remember?
But favors,
well,
I remember
about,
how
is
my first
5 years old
composition lesson
for a favor
such a
mysterious
with Robert Erickson,
and
who was
it,
my mentor for many
park.
Years.
Is
when
she had
someone does you
my
favor,
best friend's mother,
I had long searched for.
If
well, until later,
children's
someone
game.
Who could help me with my composition.
And
so,
many so
I've had
Margie's
many, many
there.
Favors.
And
when I went conferred to the lesson upon me, sometimes I really appreciate it. I found a person who was very
as I
appreciated and supportive and interested
during that
in
party.
What I had brought
the
to the lessons.
That's
really difficult.
Little girl showed up
when
really
someone
kind of
does
a
you
a favor.
He didn't try to rewrite
really
my piece
that favor, and
but he did
really
a favor.
Put
other things, other kinds of
when
I
was
a
little bit
music. In my way
at this
to listen
presence
to,
of this
and
little girl.
It's a little bit but
in
any case, but he could always
to mother all the time
point
to
the thankful to the place
the favors that
where I might be stuck conferring.
And he was always tremendously patient,
and I feel that I've been
then
I might
very, very
be stuck for a long time throughout my life.
Leaving a lot of space directing
with and what he said to me
fantastic time
and other students of his
done helps. For me.
If you get
and so
stuck,
I want to offer my gratitude.
Just improvise
my gratitude.
It really helps a lot.
So
it was a beautiful.
That's
really
what
boundless.
I did.
For
I began to
acceptance.
Improvise my way,
beautiful
my
things,
topic.
And find my way
I
been offered to me in a composition
for that and for the
through improvisation.
Well.
I was very thankful for this mentoring from Robert Erickson, as were so many others as well.
Been talking. Birthdays.
Music. Memories.
Favors.
My mom.
My
favors.
Love.
It's always been a part of my life.
What memory is going to?
While you're up,
I would wake up in the morning hearing piano lessons.
What object?
Because my mother was a pianist,
important,
and my grandmother was a pianist.
Frequent teaching that I ever got.
My grandfather was an amateur musician and an attorney.
My
first
he
had a collection of string instruments that he had
with Robert Erickson
bought from Mexican sheep herders.
When someone does you a favor,
and he was always trying to play all of those different instruments.
Someone who could help.
He also had a cello which he played.
So I've had Margie's many favors.
And when I went, I loved to listen
to the lesson upon me.
To my mother and grandmother playing duets on the piano,
I found a person who sometimes
there were two pianos in the house, and one of them was in a different room. And so the fun thing was watching them try to see each other. They would be craning their necks from one room to the other,
rewrite my piece,
playing a duet. But then the really special thing was seeing
other things,
all three of them, my grandfather, my mother, my grandmother, all sitting on one piano bench playing music together.
But
in any case, but he could always
support mother all the time.
So
to be thankful
to the place. I played a little bit
where
on the piano,
I might be stuck
but
conferred.
What happened was
and
that
was
my mother
tremendously patient, and I feel that
brought
I've
an accordion home.
I might very well be stuck.
She thought she would
time.
Learn to play it
my life.
So that she could increase
with
and what he said
her
income
fantastic time
and other students of his
done for me
by
if
teaching accordion as well as teaching
my gratitude,
piano to improvise
my gratitude.
But I got really fascinated with the accordion. I loved all the buttons,
I loved all the
grill work,
and
find
my
keyboard, and bellows, and I really embraced that instrument. And my mother, being wise, backed off
for this
and let me learn to play
mentoring.
So I had
Robert
lessons.
Erickson.
And then after
so
the first year, the teacher that I had at first had run out of ideas of what to do with me. So I lost interest. But then my teacher came home from World War II and things changed. Okay. So, attitude has come back. Music, memories,
favors.
Favors.
So, it's always
what
been
am I
going to
part of my
say
life.
About attitude?
What memory is going to.
While you're up,
I would wake up in the morning
would you
hearing
time
piano lessons. I'm wondering is my mother
if
I'll have a good attitude. And my grandmother was a pianist.
Frequent teachings that I ever got.
My grandfather
next
was an amateur musician, and I haven't managed
well,
attorney. to catch up. He had a collection of string instruments that he had
with Robert Erickson.
There are so many things to do.
Mexican sheep herders.
I've noticed that most people,
and he was always trying
that I know,
all of those different instruments,
are
someone who could help.
He also
had a cello,
which he played.
I've had
so this
many
makes for
I love to listen
to
the lesson
a
to
my kind of mother and grandmother feeling duet
on the piano.
I found
rushing all the time.
There were two pianos in the house,
and
one of them was in a different room.
Interested.
So I wanted to try to watching them slow down, try to see each other. They would be
craning their necks,
take some time off, one room to the other,
rewrite my piece,
playing a duet.
But then the really special thing was seeing
I think
other things,
all three
that
of
if I do this,
it changes my attitude toward the work that I have to do. In order to catch up,
to
playing music together.
But in any case,
but he could always
support mother.
So
to be thankful,
to the
place.
I played a little bit
where
on the piano, but what happened was that my mother,
tremendously patient, and I feel that
brought an accordion.
I might be stuck.
She thought she would learn to play
it,
so that she could increase
with
and what he said
her
income
fantastic time
and other students
of his done for me
by
if
teaching accordion as well as teaching
gratitude,
piano
just
improvise
my gratitude
but I got so really fascinated
that's
with
what
the
I
accordion
did.
I loved all the buttons on
I
loved all
my
the
way
grill
things,
work
and
find and
my
keyboard and bellows and I really embraced that instrument. And my mother, being wise, backed off
for this
and let me learn to play
mentoring.
So I had
Robert
lessons.
Erickson.
And then after
so
the first year, the teacher that I had at first had run out of ideas of what to do with me. So I lost interest. But then my teacher came home from World War II and things changed. Okay.
Friends,
so, attitude has come back.
So many
music,
friends,
memories
over so many years.
So it's always
what do we talk about?
Say
life.
About
best
friends.
Memory is going to
while you're up,
we talk about
you
old
wake up
friends.
Morning,
would you please
hearing
piano lessons? What
I'm wondering
talk about
new friends.
My mother,
if I'll have
pianist,
a good attitude,
that's
and my grandmother was a pianist.
Frequent stage.
Talk about lost
my grandfather
friends
was
next
an
week.
Amateur musician,
and I haven't managed to turn
attorney.
One of my best friends
to catch
up passed away.
String instruments that
last
he
year. There are so many
things.
Elaine
to do.
Summers,
Mexican sheep herders,
who taught me so much about
that
most people,
favorite,
the body.
Was always trying
that
to
I know.
All of those
she was a choreographer, dancer,
all
filmmaker.
Which he played. So I've had.
So this makes for was
the
one who coined
kind of mother and grandmother
feeling the word intermediate.
I found
rushing all the time.
There were two pianos
and she
in the house. And one of them was
thought
different
that combining
so I
so
to
different disciplines
to
do
down,
a piece was intermediate. For example, she did film and dance and music and called that
but then the really
intermediate.
Thing was
I think
all three
that
of
if I do this,
changed.
We collaborated
or the work
over the years in order to catch up. And one of the things that we did was a piece called Crow's Nest.
So,
and Crow's Nest
I played a little bit
was done at the Guggenheim Museum.
What happened was that my mother,
Elaine had a four-sided screen, four sides.
Learned
with projections of dance and
so that she
various
with,
and
what he said, her
landscapes on four sides of this. And this was at the bottom
teaching
of
accordion.
The lobby of the Guggenheim.
Just improvise.
With dancers
but
moving in and out
really
of the
fascinated.
The screen. So sometimes
I loved all
you couldn't tell whether it was
grill
the dancer
work
or the film.
Keyboard,
very beautiful.
And for my part, really through I had 75 singers
and my mother
up the spiral of the Guggenheim.
And let me learn.
And these singers were
so I had
singing what I call the tuning meditation.
The first year, the teacher that I had
as an accompaniment
had run out of ideas of what to do
to crow's nests.
So I lost interest. But then my teacher came home from World War II and things changed.
Friends.
So, attitude
so
has come back.
I have
so
my iPhone friends. On Memories. The table over so many years. So,
it's
and it's telling me
about
how long I've taken to do this talk and
talk
about old, but it has so many other things that it can do. I'm talking about new friends. Little did I know that I would be able to have a palm-sized computer with me all the time.
And I haven't managed an attorney.
One of my best friends, only a few years ago,
string instruments that
last year,
I
mean, the acceleration of technology,
who
taught me so much,
about
is going to certainly take a sudden leap forward, catching us all film off balance very soon.
So she makes
I used to watch people with their laptops. For example, at a convention center in San Diego, there were a number of people in the lobby sitting against the wall with their laptops
at
combining.
So
now
different disciplines,
it's like this
piece
was intermediate. So it's getting closer and closer to dance and music. And called that. I appreciate my iPhone. It's really been very, very helpful to me in many different ways over the years
in order to catch up.
And one of the things that we did was, and it's really amazing to see how people have taken it up. And Crow's Nest, so that it's just ubiquitous all over the world.
What happened was that my mother,
everywhere I go,
had a four-sided screen
to see this.
Learned
with projections of dance and
so that she
various. There's an iPhone posture landscapes on four sides of this. And this was at the bottom of the lobby of the Guggenheim. Get ready, because there'll be a change
moving
in and out
really
of the pretty soon the screen. So sometimes I don't know exactly how it's going to manifest, but it's going to be even closer
or the film
to us than the iPhone.
And
for my part,
really
I had 75 singers
and my mother
up the spiral of the Guggenheim.
And, let me
and these singers were
so I had
singing what I call the tuning meditation.
The first year, the teacher that I had
as an accompaniment
had run out of ideas of what to do
to crow's nest.
So I lost interest. But then my teacher came home from World War II and things changed.